Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Tzadik Ches, Psachim 98b, pagination is 196. Starting from the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top, we're going to be dealing with cases that a person was supposed to be part of a group bringing the Karban Pesach, and that group had a problem in that the animal got away. And they don't have an animal right now. So they're in search of an animal, either the animal that got lost or a new animal. And the question is going to be to analyze the wording they said as they departed from one another, the group on the one hand and the one individual who was going to take care of solving the group's problem. What wording did they say as they departed from one another? Because the Mishnah is going to consider cases where both of them ended up bringing a Karban Pesach. The animal was found, and they located another animal to bring. And the questions we're going to analyze are, who was empowered to take care of things, and which animal was brought first as a Karban Pesach. So let's look at the Mishnah. Chabura, there was a group, they were supposed to bring Karban Pesach together, Sha'avad Pischa, and they lost their Karban Pesach. Va'amru le'achad, they told one of the people in the group, let's listen carefully to what they said, Tzei uvakesh ushechot aleinu. Go, seek out an animal, and shecht it for us as a group. V'halach umatza v'shochat. He ended up finding the animal and shechting it. V'hem lakchu v'shechtu, and they also, perhaps out of panic, went ahead and shecht a different animal that they designated. Im shalo nishchat rishon, if his was shecht first, hu ocha mishalo, he's going to eat his own, v'him ochlem imo, and they're going to eat with him, because after all, they empowered him to take care of them, and the carbon that they brought afterwards was out of panic or whatever. They were taken care of. V'him ochlem imo mishalo, and they're going to eat with him in his. V'im shalohem nishchat rishon, but if they shecht theirs first, hem ochlem mishalohem, they're going to eat theirs, because even though they empowered him, but they ended up doing their own. V'hu ochel mishalo, and he will eat from his, the one that he brought. Because as far as he was concerned, he was detached from them, from their new Karban Pesach. He never even knew about their new Karban Pesach. As far as he was concerned, he was the one taking care of. And he, in fact, did, as far as he's concerned. So his is independent of theirs. Drop down four lines. Amar lohen. Let's say he said to them, Im icharti, if I get delayed, tzu'u v'shichtu alai, go shecht on my behalf. Halachu matza, he ended up finding animal and bringing it, v'shachat, v'hem lakchu v'shachtu, but they justifiably panicked because he was delayed, and they shecht. Im shalohem nishchat rishon, if theirs came first, hein ochle mishalohen, they're going to eat theirs, v'hu ochel imohen, and he's going to eat with them because, in fact, he was delayed. V'im shalom nishchat rishon, if his got shecht first, hu ocha mishalo, he's going to eat his. Ve'im ochle mishalohem, they were empowered and they were told that they're supposed to take care of their own. So they did, and they're going to eat from their own. Let's skip about four lines and continue with the next case. Omar lohem, let's say he told them, ve'omru lo, and they likewise told him. Ochlem kula min arishon. They're going to simply eat from whichever one comes first. In other words, they empowered him to take care of the Karban Pesach, and he empowered them. Basically, whoever does it first is the one who is effective, and that's really what they made up. Let's skip a line. Lo amar lohen velo omru lo. Let's say they had this problem that the animal disappeared, and they didn't tell each other anything. Ein achra'im ze lo ze. There's no impact one on the other. They're independent, and they will each be able to eat from whatever it is that they bring. The Gemara on the top of the next Amud tells us, Yofesh Hesika, on one level, silence is better. Because what happened in the first cases of the Mishnah was we had this difficult situation that in some cases, one of the karbanos is actually brought in vain because the person is already included in the other karban. Whereas, in this final case where they didn't make anything up, neither is going to be pulled, according to an agreement, into the other one's karban Pesach, and therefore the two karbanos that are brought are both going to be valid on some level. As Rashi explains, She'ilu omar v'omru hasheni ein lo takana. If they each told each other, you could end up with a karban that has no purpose. Lo omar v'lo omru, but if no agreement was made, shneim ru'uyim, they're both going to be applicable. Ze'ochal mishalo, he will eat his karban, they'll eat their karban, and at least no karban was in vain. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.